Win 1 million na ABSA. Play your cards right, Muntulanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
President Hichilema says Zambia now seeing real benefits of 3-year economic reforms. Kasonde Mwenda arrested for attempted protest against constitutional amendments. In global news, about 200 West African soldiers in Benin for cleanup after failed coup. Good evening. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. President Hakainde Hichilema says Zambia is beginning to witness the tangible benefits of the economic reforms implemented over the past 3 years. And President Hichilema has noted that without the interventions made in the energy sector, the country's economy would have been brought to a halt due to persistent power challenges. Speaking this afternoon when he officiated at the Public-Private Dialogue Forum, PPDF, President Hichilema says government is focused on fixing problems quickly and delivering real change on the ground. The head of state says reforms in the energy sector are aimed at ending power shortages by bringing in more private players, stressing that government wants to push electricity generation to about 10,000 megawatts to support mining, farming and new industries.
I went into the business community at an early age, 27, and then working with colleagues in the Chamber of Commerce, then several. We discussed these issues that this country is so endowed with resources. How come we're not growing fast? Some of the things we knew needed to be dealt with were the rigidity in getting things done. Therefore, the reforms are essential. Reforms do deliver positive results.
At the same event, PPDF Director General Andrew Chipwende says President Hichilema's participation for the 4th year in a row at the forum reflects the administration's commitment to strengthening dialogue with businesses and reviewing progress on economic reforms. He encouraged new delegates from the private sector to join the PPDF working group, stressing that wider participation strengthens national dialogue and contributes to Zambia's development goals.
The experience, your entrepreneurship skills, and the other skills that are going to add value in taking this country to greater heights. I however wish to encourage all of you that are coming for the first time to join our various working groups. These are open for discussion. You are all invited to be attending and contribute so as to have your valuable contributions aligned with our broader ongoing dialogue subjects.
Meanwhile, Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has underscored the importance of the event, stating that it provides a key moment each year to assess how private sector growth is contributing to job creation and national development. Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri has postponed judgment in the hate speech case involving Opposition Patriotic Front PF Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda to Wednesday, 17th December 2025. When the matter came up for judgment this morning, Magistrate Piri indicated that she had reached a decision but was not ready to deliver it, requesting that it be rendered on Wednesday instead. Mr. Nakachinda faces one count of hate speech over comments he allegedly made in 2023 that showed hatred, ridicule or contempt towards Tonga-speaking people from Wengwa in Southern Province based on their tribe and place of origin. He allegedly criticized voters for electing a person from Wengwa to State House under President Hakainde Hichilema. During the defense, former Civil Service Commission Chairperson Dixon Josiah testified that Nakachinda's 2023 remarks did not constitute hate speech. Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters EFF President Kasonde Mwenda has been apprehended by the police after attempting to stage a protest at Parliament against the ongoing proposed constitutional amendments. Mr. Mwenda had positioned himself near the entrance to the National Assembly, intending to voice his concern over what he believes are reforms that threaten democratic governance. The opposition leader attempted to hold a solo demonstration, carrying a placard and calling on lawmakers to hold the amendment process. His protest drew the attention of police officers who were stationed at Parliament, who swiftly moved in to stop the demonstration. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilambi has confirmed the arrest to Phoenix News, stating that more information will be provided in due course. The Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, has called on other professional bodies in the country to support government agenda of alternative sources of energy amidst the ongoing energy crisis. Speaking during the launch of a 50-kilowatt solar plant at the LAZ Secretariat in Lusaka this afternoon, LAZ President Lungisani Zulu says the move will see the plant contribute to the ongoing net metering process the national grid for the benefit of other citizens. Mr. Zulu says this stance is key to ensuring that alternative solutions to the current energy crisis are developed and prioritized to needy areas. He disclosed that before the construction of the solar plant, LAZ was spending about 100,000 kwacha generator operations every month.
The president of this country has been very emphatic, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, that all of us must look for ways and contribute to the energy crisis. This, for us, is an answer to that call, and we want to contribute by taking ourselves away from the ZES grid, but also through this plant, we are able to install net metering so that any excess power we generate through our plant can be taken back to the grid and benefit other citizens. Ours is now a call for other professional bodies to follow suit so that we can give room to other citizens to use the ZESCO line. We were spending in excess of 100,000 every month on the genset.
In global news, some 200 West African soldiers, mainly from Nigeria and Ivory Coast, are in Benin to support the government's following Sunday's failed coup, Benin's foreign minister says. Their attempt, who was foiled after Nigerian deployed fighter jets to drive the mutineers out of the military base and state TV headquarters where they had declared a takeover. This is first time that officials have said how many foreign soldiers were deployed to the country, although it is not clear if some have been withdrawn since Sunday. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
Germany has summoned the Russian ambassador over what it called huge increase in threatening actions. The German foreign ministry cited a Russian cyber operation targeting air traffic control and another that sought to destabilize February's general election. Donald Trump is expected to speak to the leaders of Thailand and Cambodia after a fifth day of renewed fighting along the Thai-Cambodian border. The US president brokered a peace accord in October, but clashes broke out again this week. Britain has imposed sanctions on top commanders of the rapid support forces in Sudan, suspected of committing atrocities in Darfur. Their alleged crimes include mass killings and sexual violence.
We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you doing? Taking flight on air and online. Online.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Help changes everything.
Help changes everything.
Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister Elias Mubanga has urged journalists to focus on development-driven reporting, promoting entrepreneurship and innovation. Speaking in Lusaka last night at the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC Media Impact Awards, Mr. Mubanga stressed the importance of fact-based reporting in boosting investor confidence and showcasing Zambia's economic story. The minister highlighted the media's strategic role in economic growth, calling for journalists to champion innovation and entrepreneurship.
I want to emphasize one point as I come to a conclusion. Our journalists, uphold your profession, ethical of journalism. Champion development, or rather driven reporting. Promote entrepreneurship and innovation, because this is where